Pinarangalan kamakailan ng isang organisasyong Pilipino ang mga bagong halal na konsehal sa New South Wales. Ang Filipino-Australian Movement for Empowerment o FAME ay itinatag noong taong 2006 upang itulak na mahalal ang mga Pilipino-Australiano sa pampublikong arena. At kung susuriin ang nakalipas na halalan sa New South Wales noong Setyembre, tila ito ay nagtatagumpay sa kampanya. 6 na Pilipino-Australiano ang nahalal, 4 na liberal at 1 labor sa Blacktown at 1 labor pa sa Campbelltown. Ngayon, mayroong 5 Pilipino-Australiano sa 15 konsehal sa Blacktown. Sinabi ni Cesar Bartolome na isa sa mga nagtatag ng grupo, ito ay munting parangal para sa mga bagong halal na konsehal at inaasahan niyang magbigay inspirasyon para sa marami pa. Subal, sinabi ni Konsehal Jess Diaz na halos 10 taon ng konsehal ng Blacktown, ang pagkakahalal ng maraming Pilipino sa konseho ay isang malaking tagumpay.
I don't know why Filipinos, you know, minimize when they're honoring someone and they call it little or munti. Because to me, this is not munti, this is not small. This is a big honor. It's a milestone to be able to get into empowerment, electing a number of Filipinos in council. And this is very significant.
Sinabi pa ni Diaz, ito ay simula pa lamang.
And I know this is only a start. We're going to move on and go into a higher level and reach more milestone in the years to come.
At batid din ni Consul General Ann Halandoon Luis na marami pang susunod na magsiservisyo sa pampolitikal na arena.
More will follow. I know that there are many, especially the young in our community, who are truly encouraged and inspired because of your win, because you made it.
Si Linda Santos ng Partido Liberal ang isa sa mga bagong konsehal ng Blacktown. Malaki ang pasasalamat niya kay Diaz na masama bilang ikalawang kandidato ng partido sa kanilang ward.
James Diaz and the Councilor Israel, all of us have been encouraged by the success of our friend, Councilor Diaz. Thank you, Councilor.
Inamin naman ni Konsehal Frederick Prillo na isa rin sa mga bagong halal na marami silang hamong haharapin.
We will have lots of big challenges ahead. The most important one that I came across recently is our cultural heritage and self-identity as our core values as Filipinos. Without going into much detail, I just want to let everybody know that even though Filipinos are scattered around the globe, we must not forget our identity. An identity that should be alive and one that is not blinded by the notion that we are second-rate communities.
Naniniwala naman si Senator David Clark na pangunahing bisita sa Araw ng Gawad na panahon lamang ang hinihintay para magkaroon pa ng mga Pilipino sa mas malaking arinang politikal.
And the time has come for them to take their rightful place in the mainstream of our political life and in the mainstream of our political leadership as it's happening now in the local council area, as it will happen in the days ahead in the state parliaments and in the Federal Parliament of Australia.
Hinahamon ni Halandoon Luis ang mga iba pang Pilipino-Australiano na subukan ang mas mataas pang pwesto.
And I've always encouraged members of the Filipino-Australian community to make the commitment to step up there and represent the interests of the Filipino community in the wider governance of Australian society.
Sinabi ni Brillo, mangyayari lamang yon kung mawawala ang colonial mentality at crab mentality ng mga Pilipino.
That colonial mentality and crab mentality has to stop so that the future generation can have a true and better opportunity here and everywhere around the globe.
Sa kasalukuyan, may isa pang Pilipino-Australianong konsehal sa Randwick, New South Wales at isa pa sa Brisbane, Queensland.